Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio, for the very best in adult and urban music. Listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.
You're listening to Urban Media Today Radio, your station for classic soul, R&B, old school hip-hop, gospel, smooth jazz, and more. We're excited to add that we are your only source for your HBCU college football sports report with Trevin A. Jones. Your morning and afternoon commute is not the same with DJ Sergey Boogie and the Traffic Jam. Tune in 5 to 7 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. Listen in for your daily gossip inside the E-Report with yours truly, Kiki Brown. And don't forget about the Sunday Night Flashback with TJ, Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Listen online at urbanmediatoday.com or download the TuneIn, Live 365, or Urban Media Today Radio apps. They're free, so take us with you. It's Urban Media Today Radio.
It's Urban Media Today talking sports. Trevin A. Jones here with the fellas. This time the fellas include Mr. Lee Davis from SLG Sports and Entertainment. And I'm excited, man. So if you hear me pausing and stammering, it's because I'm just like, yo, Lee and I started talking about old times for a second there. And we let you all in on the conversations. Also got Ray Butts. Ray Butts. See how excited I am? We got Ray Porter Jr. and Vince Butts. And we're about to check out this next segment. John McCann, the new feature that we have in the show that we added last week. Well, just check this out.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
When are we going to stop being so enamored by shiny new objects? I mean, when are general managers in pro sports going to stop going after the sexy picks? I'm bringing sexy back. I mean, think about the upcoming NFL draft, and it's, oh, what are we gonna do? There's no surefire quarterback prospect out there. Nobody that's super sexy. Man, please, just pick somebody, okay? Pick him and coach him, work with him. I mean, Lamar Jackson's sitting there with his Heisman Trophy, and I'm not gonna sit here and say he's Deshaun Watson, although they are about the same size for folks out there saying Action Jackson would get broke up as an NFL quarterback. But yeah, Deshaun Watson was a bigger winner at the college level at Clemson University. Lamar Jackson beat him out for the Heisman Trophy in 2016, but Deshaun won a national championship. Now, Deshaun had a lot of help in college. I mean, Clemson had a squad now. Old Lamar out there in Louisville running around by himself. But my point here is to stop going off looks. Stop looking for the sexy. Because the Green Bay Packers did not pick Aaron Rodgers until late in the first round back in 2005. And in 2000, the New England Patriots picked Tom Brady late in the sixth round. Man, both of those dudes look so sexy right now. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
So there you hear John McCann talking about the sexy picks. So, Lee, it's appropriate to even have you here and him to talk about the sexy quarterbacks, because I know Lamar Jackson, who he's talking about, doesn't have an agent.
Right, man. And everybody's kind of like hounding him. You know, my team has been on the phone off and on with his mom, and she's a staple in the community down there in Pompano Beach, Florida. And so she's not really having all the mess. You know what I mean? She's really looking out for her son and his future. And, you know, and she want to deal with somebody who really cares about him and not just, you know, the money aspect of it. And so, you know, we having some real conversations, and, you know, I'm more, you know, a community guy, so I get it. I understand where she's coming from. And that's, you know, hopefully that'll be the angle as to why she want to work with us and we can work with, you know, Lamar. But even if it don't happen, I just wish the young brother well, man, because he deserves it. He put the work in, you know, and he did it with teams that weren't that great, really. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for him, they probably wouldn't have had some of the recruits that they got and or won some of the games that they won. The brother is phenomenal. I think he's going to do a great job at the next level. I don't know why they keep trying to downgrade him, and I think some teams are doing that so they can sneak and grab him.
You know what? That's a good point. I, you know me, man. I'm old fashioned. I'm thinking the stigma still lives. So it's like when it comes to a black quarterback, like, no, you could be a wide receiver. No, you could be a defensive back. It's like, no, still, I'm a quarterback.
Yeah, and it's a shame, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm glad he turned that down because they was asking him to try out as a receiver. He's like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Right, right. And I think he even said that he didn't run the 40 at the combine.
Right.
He's going to do that on his pro day, which I think works for him because there was other players there that didn't do certain events because they're waiting for their pro day.
Yeah, I think like Sam Darnold didn't throw.
Right.
Sam Darnold. All that talk about Sam Darnold all year long, you come to the combine, he's not going to throw?
That's a huge red flag.
Sorry, he didn't do it in US. Like,
if I'm a team in need of a quarterback, I'm at the top of the draft.
Right.
Yo, how do you explain that? I mean, if you're Sam Darnold, how do you explain not wanting to throw?
Right. But you know what? And he has that complexion for the connection. So he can get everybody to the pro day and do his thing in front of his own people. And a smaller group of folks, and not the whole world seeing whether he could throw or not. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, it'll be televised. We'll hear about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my thing is, I understand the comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why all these guys have their pro day so they can throw to their guys and be around their guys. But I mean, it should say something for you to step into an uncomfortable environment. And go out there and prove that you belong with all these other guys. I mean, the tape doesn't lie, but you know, it's something. There's something mental about that, the whole aspect.
Right.
I don't have a problem with Lamar Jackson not running because he doesn't need to run.
Right.
Quarterbacks need to throw. He's already proven. I know the guys. They run fast down there in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So ain't no question about his speed, his mobility. I mean, he's super athletic. You know, there's no question about that. So to me, I don't question why he didn't run. I know why he didn't run, because they don't want to say, oh, he ran a 4.4. So
he could be a wide receiver.
Right.
You
know, so I understand that. I don't understand why a quarterback would not throw, though.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder something, though.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Has the NFL combine got a little glamorous now since it's getting all this attention?
Well, I think it's always been glamorous. Really? If you think about it, the NFL combine is something for us. You know,
it's true.
The fact that they televise it is for the fans. It's for to keep that interest in the league, because they had representatives from all 32 teams there. But don't you think those representatives, they're going to be there?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And some of them are going to be at the pro day. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite sure it's like, okay, it's convenient for them to be there. And they've always done it. It's just, it wasn't always televised.
Right.
So when you say glamorous, to me, it's always been glamorous, man. The minute you put it on TV, it's glamorous.
It's about the money at that point.
It really is. And it's just a way, in my opinion, to just continue, quote unquote, football. Super Bowl's over.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. You focus on that.
And then
the new NFL fiscal year. Free agency, and then the draft, so all one big circle.
And the draft is like a circus now. So
oh my gosh.
Every year it gets like crazier and crazier. Right.
Well, getting suits and everything, you know.
But not just that, just the introductions, the lights, the spectacular things that go on now. Instead of just you sitting there and they call your name, you go get your, you know, now it's like all these commercials that's
for
geared
sure.
towards certain things, mm-hmm. lights, cameras is flickering, and
right.
you know, it's like a show like now. It's not
it is.
NFL awards now.
It is, yeah. NFL awards, yeah.
I mean, they have a lottery, so the fans can show up.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, they know what they're doing.
And real quick, just to refer to what you just talked about, the NFL year that Ray is referring to, it really doesn't start until March 14th.
Right.
So right now, anything that's happening, it can't become official until March 14th. Mm. And I say that to say this, what about Bennett getting traded from the Seattle Seahawks?
That's amazing.
To the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles
surprised.
Are getting richer? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I thought he was going to the Falcons. I mean, they were the leading team at one point, but I heard there were several others, including the Patriots, that were looking at him as well.
So Martellus Bennett, the defensive end from the Seattle Seahawks, is who we're talking about. The same Martellus Bennett who was in the news last year because of his protest. Michael Bennett. I'm sorry, Martellus plays for Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Michael Bennett with the Seattle Seahawks. So that's just interesting. And I brought that up to say this.
Mm-hmm.
So – Lee, in a situation like this that we're talking about, Lamar Jackson, we're talking about Michael Bennett with the trades. Mm-hmm. How do you guys fit into something like that as being sports agents?
Well, it's a funny situation being an agent, because our first and main thing is to make sure that you know, whoever we're representing gets the best opportunity possible.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, with the way sports is now, there's no real loyalty, man. It's all about about landing somewhere, having a check.
Yeah, that's what I hear, yeah.
Meeting your family, you know, and possibly, hopefully, having a nice career afterwards, you know. And so that's why you're going to see guys like what's the homie from Aliquippa, man? Revis. Right.
Oh, Darrell. Yeah, right. 15,
20 million each year in free agency because he's smart enough to understand.
And okay. So that's working in his favor then.
Exactly. Yeah. If you work it right and you're on top of your game when free agency pops up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A lot of players wait until they almost get ready to go down or something happens. Then they get free agency and you don't know what might happen. But it's when you like Revis and you say, man, I got 20 teams that want me at 15 million a year. Mm-hmm. I could take this 1 year deal and go back to free agency and play over here.
And play over here.
So I don't have to get upset every time I hear him getting released by a team because his contract, because Kansas City had him last. And I'm like, yo, why didn't you just keep him? But okay, I get it. So it works out in his favor, the mere fact that he could negotiate for next year. Right. Speaking of negotiations, then, what's your take on Le'Veon?
Oh, my.
In that situation. Le'Veon Bell with the Pittsburgh Steelers, they probably are going to franchise tag him again.
They've already done
it. Right, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. As a fan, you're saying, like, hey, man, we want you to stay because we enjoy and it's our team and all that stuff. But, again, on the business side, now seeing the things that I know and around and I see, it's like, hey, man, I cannot be mad at you if you saying I 15 million franchise, 14-2 or whatever. All right, if y'all do that, I'm going to retire because you're taking away my right to get money wherever I want to get it at. You know what I mean? But, again, within the rules, they got the right to do that. So you might have to play this year, and then next year you see, hey, who's going to be out there to take you. But, again, you got to look at his history of injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, even though he balls out when he's on the field, you know, he's had a couple things happen, you know, in his life. So that plays a part, too. And nowadays, you know, back in the day, leadership was a big thing, too. Like, hey, man, when the Steelers played, you know, Joe Green and them guys, they wasn't making no money, but they was cohesive and they had a leadership thing going on. Mm-hmm. Now, man, you don't know if a dude going to be there after three years. And he may be a leader for that 2 or 3 years. After the rookie year, you ain't saying nothing. Right. Second year, you might come into your own and be able to say a few things. Third year, you thinking about your option now.
Right. That's for sure.
Because after 3 years, you can exercise that option. Right. Okay. Now you're thinking about, all right, where am I going to go after this? Because a lot of times, teams is like, man, they're patient. They'll wait 3 or 4 years to see who's going to be available. Right. All right, let him ball out now because in 3 years, 4 years, we're going to have him on our side. Right. So we're going, you know, and so that's, you know, the business side of it has just gotten so deep.
It has been.
And it's so, like, you can't even count on, you know, just imagine Walter Payton not playing for the Chicago Bears when he was a kid.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, or Dan Marino not being with the Dolphins, man. But nowadays, you know your main guy ain't going to be at that team so long.
That's true.
Yeah, I try not to forget that, like, all sports is a business first.
Right.
It's a business first. I want to enjoy the product, but I understand the Steelers side of it to an extent. I understand the player. You know, I mean, a guy like Le'Veon, who had like over 400 touches last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, he has to worry about going in. You know, another year of that, and what kind of toll does that take on his body? So, I mean, he can have all those touches next year, but what if his production falls off? Now he's in a situation where the team, I mean, he wants to go out there and play and help his team.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, he's got to be careful about what kind of toll that takes on his body and being able to get that contract that he's looking for.
That's for sure.
I mean, people are going to, you know, look at the $14.5 million that with the tag. And I mean, I said all along, I feel like they're going to get a contract worked out, but now it's just a matter of, are they going to devalue him now? Like when they offer him a contract, is it going to be at 11, 12 million versus what, when you look at his production, you know, what he deserves?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's for sure. And that's a good point. You know, I also have to remember the business side of it as well. I mean, I was hoping that, and I'm sure the Steelers were hoping that too, that they were just going to get a deal done. They did not go this route. Right. Kevin Colbert, the general manager of the Steelers, had made it plain. And, you know, a lot of times when the Steelers do talk over and over again saying, we want to get a deal done, times out of ten, they get the deal done. They did that with Antonio last year. They did that with Roethlisberger the year before that. They did that with Cam Hayward and lots of others. So I honestly do believe, in fact, I'll even make a prediction that you know, as long as it takes between now and what, July 16th, they're going to work out a deal with him. And
I hope so,
and
too.
It's going to be just what both sides agree on. Mm-hmm. And because the team is obviously going to be at a Super Bowl level
right.
on offense with him. Because of his dimensions, he's right. just a beast at what he does on both, you know, receiving and rushing.
Right. And mm-hmm. let's look at this too, though. When we talk about Super Bowls and his importance, and I'm gonna play devil's advocate. You know, we've had him for how many years now? We haven't reached that pinnacle yet.
That's for sure.
You right. know, for whatever reason, right. Right. we've had all the pieces in place along mm-hmm. with him, and we haven't reached that. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure in the GM's mind, he's thinking that too,
right,
because
absolutely.
The running back position is deep now right. throughout the draft and the
it
league.
Really is, yeah.
You know, now you might have the style of runner that we have, but you know, plug and play nowadays,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
if I can get this dude at $7 million.
Right,
he's a vet. Listen, Dion from the Patriots is up now.
Yeah, yeah. Dion Lewis.
Somebody's
yeah.
gonna grab that dude.
Oh, they gonna
snatch him up. New England don't grab him again,
yeah,
but he's
yeah.
a proven vet.
He
plays at a high level anytime he's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody willing to get that dude $6-7 million and let right. the $14 million dude go.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hear you all, but when it comes to football, it's not one player that wins you a Super Bowl. It's
right.
not even one player that gets you to the Super Bowl. It's mm-hmm. the organization first and
yeah,
foremost.
Team, yeah.
And then it's
mm-hmm.
the way that the coach can coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And then it's also the coordinators that coach has, mm-hmm. offensive, defense, because now all of you all have to gel.
Right.
And then now that has to transform onto the field, and your field general has to be on your side the whole time. He can't be back and forth, i.e. Ben Roethlisberger, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be with you 100% all the way in order for you to get to a Super Bowl. So then once you get that accomplished, then it disseminates amongst the other 21 players that are on the field at any given time. That's just Trevin Jones looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me switch gears on you guys real quick. Lee,
yep.
Trey Young, and Vincent Ray, see, they lit up right away. Trey Young playing with Oklahoma. I don't know if you follow college basketball like that,
mm-hmm.
but he's playing with Oklahoma. I bring him up because he's a freshman, and I'm asking you to do this because you're working with SLG, Chief
right.
Operating Officer, Entertainment and Sports
right.
Agency. This brother had all the hype in the world coming into the
right.
season, okay?
right.
And then he kind of fell off in the middle of the season. Mind you, he's only 18 years
right.
old and he's a freshman,
right.
and he's
right.
playing D1 ball. So he's,
right.
and he's playing for Oklahoma. So he's playing.
Right.
He's not playing any sorry teams, so
right.
to speak.
Right.
So at this point of the year, as we're going into the tournament, it's basketball, March Madness, all that, averaging 27 points a game. He has he's averaging 8.9 assists a game.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, he was leading the country, and probably still is leading the country in assists and points,
right.
and that's rarely been done.
Mm-hmm.
What type of impact does this type of season have on someone like that? Because he could probably go pro next year.
Right, and he probably will.
Okay,
you know.
All right. So as an agent, when you see, well, as part of an agency, when you guys see something like that, is there something that turns you off or turns you away, or is the potential still there?
No, I think the potential is still there. You know, with any sport, and I've seen it a lot, and you guys have seen it, the mental part is what catches up to you, because now, okay, you came out the gates hot. Nobody's seen you play before. We all, but by the time so many games get in, we adjust into your game now. We
right.
didn't watch tape.
Right.
And so now your mentality has to be, I have to now do my homework on each team and not just rely on my talent as a young man,
gotcha.
Which
mm-hmm.
we know, we all done been there. I hated watching tape, man. I hated watching film.
Right.
Lord knows if you do it, when you'll get better at learning things and all that. But you just had this mentality, man, can't nobody stop me. I
right.
got talent.
True,
this
right.
is what it is.
Gotcha.
And so that's what's happening. And you just got to get that young player through it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank goodness he's on a team where they letting him shoot it through, like Larry Bird, you know.
Right.
If he missed
point.
30 shots, he's cool with missing 31 because
right.
he got the green light to keep shooting.
Right, right.
So that'll help the young man too, man. And just knowing that his coach is not going to yank him every time he do something wrong, because for every shot that he missed, he gave up a good assist.
Right.
He, you know, we definitely know he got to work on his defense if he's going to the next level, though.
Right, that's true. Because
that's going to get exposed quickly.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean? But other than that, man, I think he's going to be okay. I just, you know, get on him mentally, man, keep his mind strong. He's going to have to get his body a little stronger, too, for the NBA and his defense.
Because he's only 6'2". He only weighs 180 pounds.
Yeah.
So he don't even weigh 200 pounds. And he's going to play guard in the league.
Right.
And I switched gears on you, gentlemen, because with it being basketball season, because we could talk football all day.
Right.
I mean, like, that could take up the whole show. And I wanted to look at Vincent and Ray. get you guys in on this one, because Ray's always bragging about Villanova, who isn't number one anymore, by the way. Virginia is like number one now.
And we'll
go all over the place. Did you guys see that Notre Dame only beat Pitt in the tournament by 3 points?
Yeah, wow.
Wins a win, man.
That wins a win.
Especially against them.
Well, when you're 0-18, right. I'll take the moral victory.
Yeah.
No?
No.
So, you know, I mean,
I hear what you're saying.
For Pitt, I mean, I know players probably don't believe in moral victories,
mm-hmm.
And it was a tough season for Pitt, all those guys, but I thought for them to end it that way, mm-hmm. Will say a lot towards their growth in this offseason and going forward. Okay. Hopefully all these guys come back. Covering them this year. They seem like a really close-knit group.
Okay.
They seem to enjoy being around each other, which probably wasn't the case the year before,
mm-hmm.
Which is a big thing. You know, not saying that the players didn't enjoy being around themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did, but last year I don't think they enjoyed playing for Coach Stallings.
Right.
I think that was a big issue.
Yeah.
And these guys having to come in as fresh-faced freshman,
mm-hmm.
First experience, being sort of naive about the whole college game. That coach is able to kind of mold them, kind of, push them. So they haven't seen anything else. Previous players they dealt with a different type of coach, different type of style. I believe they bucked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they listened to Stallings as much as they, probably should have. But you got these young kids who, like I said before, they, and not to demean their talent, I think they're talented, but none of these guys are bigger than or higher than 3-star recruits.
Right.
They're playing in a situation where, just from a talent standpoint, they're just not better than most of the teams they're facing.
And I definitely agree with that.
You look at other rosters in the ACC, and not only do they have better freshmen, but they have upperclassmen, guys who have been through the war already.
No doubt.
And these guys haven't. So I was surprised because they were down early. When I looked at this halftime, they shot 28%. In the first half, which was typical of this team this year. For them to come back, I thought showed a lot of character, a lot of growth, and hopefully I hate to have a season end that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go out, I know it wasn't a win, but to show some resilience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in one sense. I don't like, as a fan, having to carry that over to the next season. I feel like there is a big break that, in one sense, doesn't carry over. But I think it's something that these guys hopefully will be able to come together, look back on this season. It's a learning experience, and be bigger, better, stronger in the future.
And going from that end of the ACC, let's go to the other end of the ACC, gentlemen. Because, for me, Pitt season needed to be over a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's
I
like,
it was hard.
Happy that they hung in within three points in the tournament earlier this week. Virginia. I want to talk about Virginia. Tony Bennett has done an excellent job with Virginia. I mean, they're 17-1 in the ACC going into the tournament.
Right.
And today's a championship game. Mm-hmm. So, I say that to say this. Earlier in the week, you were 28-2 for the season, for the year. You got 3 cats on your starting five that average in double figures. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking high double figures. I'm talking about 11 points, 10 points.
Right, I'm talking
about 12 mm-hmm. points. What the heck is the key to the Virginia Cavaliers, man? Mm-hmm.
Defense.
Their defense, yeah.
Defense, man.
Ranked at the top in the country.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So defense, as you say, defense wins championships, huh?
Yes, sir.
I stand on it. I believe it, but their offense may be their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have not just one go-to player. You got to have a couple go-to players.
Mm-hmm.
And for a regular season, I think it's great for your success.
Right.
But when it comes tournament time, one and done,
that's true.
you gotta be able to look over and see, okay, this dude has it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lean on him a little bit. And you need someone else in case he's struggling a bit to be able to help pick up the slack. You know, you don't want to put it all on one person.
I got you. And the thing that gets me in that, too, I'm sorry, real quick, right, is they got two cats that are over 6'10". Mm-hmm. One is Jack Salt. He's a junior, 6'10 junior center. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Jay Huff, who's a freshman at 6'11". Neither one of them score more than 4 points a game. Mm-hmm. So, again, what? When you say defense and you got to have a go-to guy, you got three cats that play. One Kyle Guy averages 13 points a game, and Devin Hall averages 11, and then Ty Jerome averages 10. Mm. After that, you do have DeAndre Hunter. He averages 9 points a game. But I don't see anything spectacular there.
Right.
Yeah, and it kind of slightly, you know, I get nostalgic all the time. But it kind of slightly reminds me of the old Bad Boys teams. I mean, they
Detroit Pistons?
They weren't flashy on offense during the season. They weren't. I mean, Isaiah was the one that led with like 17 points a game. And right. Joe Dumars was behind him. But in the postseason, and especially in the finals,
right,
one of them rose to the occasion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah would average about 20 to 25. Or Joe Dumars would average about 25. The microwave would come in and do his thing.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like Vince said, And what you said too, Trevor, it's gonna take that. I mean, because if they get their number on offense, that's what's gonna be an issue.
Right. Yeah, but now let me throw this at you guys. Mm-hmm. I like what you just said, but when I think about that, and I'm not a fan of this team, and this is because this is Ray's team. when you look at Villanova, who's at number two, you got Jalen Brunson, and plus not the fact that Villanova's been to the national championship game in the not so distant past.
Yeah.
So then you got Jalen Brunson, who's back, 19 points a game. Mikal Bridges, 17 points a game. Dante DiVincenzo, he averages, 13 points a game, and he dishes 3 assists. Then you have Amari Spellman. And Omari's averaging 10. And then you got two other players that are in double figures. So that's 6 players deep in double figures for Villanova as opposed to Virginia, who's the number one team in the country right now.
Incredible. It really is incredible. And that's what makes March Madness so special. You can be number one going into the tournament, but it doesn't guarantee that you'll finish that way.
And speaking of March Madness, selection show is tomorrow, Sunday.
Incredible.
So everybody's going to be up for that. Right. Now, Lee, who are you picking to win it all, man, before you even get to the selection show? We're there ahead of time.
You know what, man? I'm going to go with North Carolina, man.
Really? And speaking of North Carolina, Cam Johnson, who left Pittsburgh,
incredible,
ends up at North Carolina, and he's banging. I mean, he's, doing his thing.
Right.
Incredible, but you're going to North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm a ride them, man. It's gonna be North Carolina or Duke, man. I'm gonna just go with them two. I like my East teams, man. When I say East, I mean Big East teams, but formerly a Big East
classics.
Yeah.
So you just gave your age away because you know anybody that does that, we already know because the Big East back in the day,
oh,
man.
Oh man, I tell you,
the Big East was the game, was the conference.
Just need a moment of silence,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Wow, man. It's like the minute I hear a cat say, "Yeah, man," I remember Georgetown, Syracuse. Like, okay, I know how old you are. Right, you're around me somewhere.
And
but
Villanova.
No disrespect. Yeah, and Villanova. I mean, that's crazy.
Right.
So we already know Ray's picking Villanova. And then Vince, you picked. Who'd you pick again?
Duke.
Did you pick Duke?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I had to look at Duke, man.
Go back, look at the tape.
Yeah, I look at the tape. We did predictions in December this year on all the sports. And so that was the sports. Matter of fact, just to recap that real quick, Vince picked Alabama to win the college football championship. And I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Believe it or not, I really did pick the Eagles. And I picked Oklahoma, though, to win the NCAA championship. You picked North Carolina. Ray got Villanova, and Vince got Duke.
All right.
Marvin Bagley III. You think he's going to pull a three?
You know, I think the key to them, though, is you look at that roster. Mm-hmm. Like, that roster is nice.
Yeah, it's deep, man.
Right.
It's always deep,
right,
though. Yeah.
Bagley, I think the key, though, is Grayson Allen. Can he sort of coexist? Can he shine with Bagley? Mm-hmm. Because those other guys, like Bagley's going to get his.
Mm-hmm.
The other cat off the bench.
Not Gary Trent Jr.
No, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
He's solid on the perimeter.
Then you got Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter.
He's averaging 14 points
a game. That dude, he's the X factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, Grayson Allen is a senior. Mm-hmm. He's been through it before. Bagley is a young stud.
Who'll be going into the NBA next year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds.
Yeah, he's ready.
Per game.
Yeah.
Okay,
and got handle, can knock down a three.
Okay.
I think he can do it all. If not for some foreign-born player coming in and taking the number one spot, I think it's all his.
I got you.
But yeah, I think the key is Grayson Allen. You know, can he rise up and be the Batman? I mean, the Robin to Bagley's Batman.
Grayson Allen,
right?
It's gonna be. I thought Grayson was supposed to be Batman. No, Dick Grayson was Robin. That's right. You got that right. You're a Batman fan.
That was good. That was good.
I'm feeling that. It almost snuck that one in there.
Hey, yeah, it was good.
Hey, okay. All right. Okay. So I feel you on that. So also, because we're running out of time, man. I mean, it's like we get in conversations like this. It's a lot of fun. Check out our HBCU Top 25 poll, men and women. It's online, Urban Media Today. We're the only ones in the country that do an HBCU Top 25 poll. And it's all inclusive, and I say that because you got Virginia Union's at the top of the women's poll, you got Morehouse's at the top of the men's poll, and as you all know, gentlemen, and everybody that's listening, this has been championship week. So you've had the tournaments going on. Tonight is the championship night for a lot of the tournaments, and then we got the big dance starting next week. You got NAIA teams that are in our poll that are already playing in their tournaments, and Division II teams that are on our poll that are already playing in their tournaments. So if you have a favorite HBCU, historically black college and university, that you follow or that you know people that have come from, check out our poll to see where they end up. And I'm quite sure you won't be disappointed. My man Lee Davis from SLG Entertainment and Sports, just him being part of the organization, it's a great marriage. It's a new marriage, and it's something that's going to develop. We wish you the best of luck there, brother.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it, man. Yes, sir. This has been a blessing, like I said, man. Brothers in position to make things happen. I'm happy, man.
No doubt. And you're one of them. So it's like, yo, we trying to be like you, man.
Right, right.
And so, and big guy, you know, we always have you in our hearts and our minds, and we can't wait for you to get back. Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts. What'd I say? Ray Butts.
Every now and then he's due to make an appearance.
Yeah. And my man Lee Davis, we greatly appreciate you, family. You're always welcome back anytime just to be part of the conversation.
Yeah, anytime, man. Y'all let me know. I go back and forth from here to Atlanta, man, but I'll be here for the next couple months. And so it's on anytime y'all need me for whatever reason, man. You know, there's so many things we could talk about.
Yeah, like I said, we could talk forever. And there you have it. So that's SLG Sports and Entertainment. Make sure you look them up online as well. Urban Media Today Talks Sports. Trevin A. Jones, I've been your host with the fellas. See you next weekend.
Urban Media Today Talks Sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games being played? How's it doing there? I get up, all right?
Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio. You're listening to Urban Media Today Radio, your station for classic soul, R&B, old school hip-hop, gospel, smooth jazz, and more. We're excited to add that we are your only source for your HBCU college football sports report with Trevin A. Jones. Your morning and afternoon commute is not the same with DJ Sergey Boogie and the Traffic Jam. Tune in 5 to 7 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. Listen in for your daily gossip inside the E-Report with yours truly, Kiki Brown. And don't forget about the Sunday Night Flashback with TJ, Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Listen online at urbanmediatoday.com or download the TuneIn, Live 365, or Urban Media Today Radio apps. They're free, so take us with you. It's Urban Media Today Radio.